Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Thanks for staying with us on Kaya Biz, on the street, on the air. Now, July is Savings Month. It's an initiative of the Saving Institutes of South Africa, where people are encouraged to adopt or continue with the savings culture. Let's speak to Samantha Moyana, Debt Counselor at National Debt Advisors. Samantha, thank you so much for your time this evening. Just how would you describe our savings culture in South Africa?
Good evening, Senjabulo. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Traditional budgeting advice often focus on cutting non-essential expenses, but many households have already eliminated luxury spending and still struggle to actually make ends meet. Mm. The cost of living in South Africa has become unsustainable for many households. As you know, essential expenses like electricity, water and sanitation have already seen a significant price hike, with electricity bill increasing by 12.7% and water by 13.9%.
Mm-hmm. So with that, people are feeling like they are going underwater, and people often get told, you know, you need to cut down on expenses, you need to cut down. But some people say there's no knot to tighten on the belt. There's no fat to cut off the meat. People are bare bones at the moment. What to do if you're in that situation?
You know, what you've actually mentioned is what people are really going through.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you'd give a person advice, you'd say cut down this, cut down on that. People who's already focusing on essentials, and there's no money even for luxury and other expenses. So giving a person advice, what more can they cut down on? You know, that's why you'd always now the next resort to be saying, rather start a side hustle. If maybe your income is not sufficient anymore, try making money in other forms, because now if you have really nothing to cut down on, how can you live? Because prices do increase on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. Petrol prices, food prices, and most people's salaries are actually quite stagnant. Mm-hmm. So now not everyone get an increase. And even when you do, the percentage is not much to actually cover your current expenses.
Yeah, there's a mental toll that is taken, or that gets taken. Oh, my English has just left me. But there's a difficulty that people have when they are in debt and overly indebted, that their mental health suffers. That's not a directly financial problem, but it's as a result of. What do you recommend people do if they are feeling like that?
Mostly you would find so many people, payday is not a good day for many people. You know, it's not nice when you just got your income and money is already leaving. It does affect a person's mental well-being. Yes. It does affect a person's productivity as well at work. So with people like that, it's always very important to actually speak out, seek assistance, get a financial advisor if maybe you're struggling to do your budgeting or to make use of your money, or how to actually plan with around your finances. And if you are actually drowning in debt, that it's even stressing you, even running away, you even changing banks, you reversing payments, then seek assistance from us debt counselors. You know, we will be able to negotiate. Maybe you could even save more than what you are actually paying. So there is a ways and means that people can follow to get assistance. You know, you're not in the dark. Make the internet your friend. That's how you would find the revenues on how you can actually get assistance out there.
Mm. So there's a report from the National Debt Advisors that says that over 60,000 consumers are under debt review. I'm reading verbatim here. Over 94% don't own a car, and 95% don't have a home loan, but they actually using unsecured credit just to make it day to day. When you speak, Samantha, about those solutions like a financial advisor, people often think that you have to spend more money in order to speak to a financial advisor or speak to a debt advisor. Just clarify that for me, please.
Yes, definitely. People would pay for services, but they're actually affordable. Do your research, seek out assistance, because there's so many people that find themselves in debt, have unsecured debt, credit card, overdrafts. You know, they're living payday loans to payday loans. And those are the debt that accumulates that you end up finding yourself stuck into a lot of debt that you're unable to get yourself out from. Mm. So it is important to seek assistance from us. Then we'll be able to assess you, because each client is different. So I cannot compare a client that will be paying X amount of money with one who's going to be paying a high payment, you understand? Yes. So their fees do vary, but it is quite affordable for one to actually join the program and get the assistance.
Mm-hmm. And some financial advisors actually don't charge you from when you go there. You can speak to a financial advisor who will advise you on products and maybe will not charge you, but will get a commission down the road. So I want to look at some more of these statistics that you've sent us. 9,000 people have multiple personal loans. Some have up to 17. When you are in that situation, I'm sure that you are, one of the things is you are terrified and you are not coping. You've suggested speaking to people. What else can people do, like micro saving or speaking to other people about what to do together in order to try and bring down your debt?
Firstly, is to actually avoid taking out debt, because so many people take out debt because I can qualify. I'm taking out debt because I'm offered to take out. You understand? It doesn't mean because you are being approached by a certain institution that we can offer you a loan of so much. Do you actually need that loan? Because so many people end up just taking because of that. That's how many of them find themselves in debt cycles, because if you'd actually assess yourself, what did you take out all these accounts for, or all this credit or this debt, you'd find that you only use one for actually a basic or a realistic need or something that you can see. So it's very important for people to firstly avoid taking out debt if you see that you're unable to even afford, and also manage your finances quite well, that you won't find yourself living paycheck to paycheck or even relying on certain debt. And micro saving tactics, small change like rounding up to purchases, joining flexible saving clubs, or even emergency savings. So it is quite important for people to also teach themselves to save. You don't have to start with a big amount. You just have to teach yourself that responsibility and end up becoming a good habit within yourself.
I think that when we speak about savings culture in South Africa, people often say, oh, you know, South Africans don't know how to save and we're not a saving nation. When you're speaking about collaborating with people, the first thing I think of is a stock file. I think that there's not enough data around how people are saving, because a lot of people don't register their stock files. It's a cash-based thing, or it's in a one person's bank account without, you know, saying this is a stock file and X amount of people are saving. So people are saving, just not in traditionally registered ways. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely. I myself do stock file, and it really does help.
Yep.
And with that money of the stock file, I make sure that I use it for for very important things, whereby I know that with my income or my monthly monies, I won't be able to, for example, buy that or purchase that cash. Mm-hmm. So Stockfell, when you do join, it does help a lot of people for December, because we all know December, this Christmas, there's a lot of events going on. So many people do join Stockfell that some don't even register, but most banks do now actually accept people to join Stockfell if you want to make sure that you secured your monies, because we know what happens. Some people end up running with other people's money, so you need to be careful, you know, with joining certain stock files. But some do in a form of grocery hampers or stationery. You can do it in any form, and it really helps. You know, people save as little as 200 rand or 100 rand a month, depending on your end goal.
So I don't know if this is a question that you can answer, but when I look at what we are told inflation is, inflation was at about 6% in 2023, 4.4% in 2024, and around 4.5% this year, right? So it's, you know, the cost of living in theory should be going down, but it doesn't actually feel like that. It feels like on a day-to-day basis, things are more expensive. Power is more expensive. We know that wonderful, if you're on prepaid, you know, City of Joburg will just charge you extra. You can't do anything about it. It just feels like there's so many things where the cost of living is going up, and that doesn't match what we were told about inflation.
Definitely. You're actually right on that one. As much as inflation was going down, but the cost of living is quite expensive. You know, we have saved on our monthly installment when it comes to having a car or a house. But when you check the price of bread, just the essentials has actually gone up. As much as we're supposed to feel some ease, but at some point we are being hit in different ways. Yeah. You know, even with the tax as well, the now with the electricity, we buy so much, you're not getting that much unit. And it feels like electricity is just going down so fast. So a lot of people, you would say, you should be saving, you should be at ease. But no, we're not having that breathe. Mm. You know, when inflation is going down, you don't feel it. You feel it when it actually goes up. You know, we're supposed to be actually enjoying, but we are actually not, because it's increasing on the other side, yet it's decreasing this side.
Mm.
It's not balanced.
Yeah, some of the statistics that you or debt advisors, national debt advisors, have put up is that according to the latest cost of living data from EcoFlow, if you're a family of four in Johannesburg, before rent, before you even look at where you're staying, you need 41,000 rand a month. In Cape Town, they're saying rent can exceed 25,000 rand for a three-bedroom apartment. Housing in Cape Town is ridiculous. And in Bloemfontein, you now need around 37,000 rand a month for that same family. But then when you look at the salaries, they're not commensurate. It's about 18,000 to 28,000 rand.
You see.
So this is a larger scale problem, and I don't want to keep on going back to focusing on the problem, but what else needs to be done? What else needs to be looked at in order to ensure that these imbalances are dealt with, even if it's just for the short term, you know, while we wait for maybe the cost of living to decrease in a year to 3 years?
You know, they say if you want to live a comfortable life, you actually have to pay for it. You know, when you do actually compare, when I hear from people that I know that rent is much cheaper in Johannesburg compared to Cape Town.
Definitely.
It is. It hurts a lot. And when you also check also the income ratio, we may not be earning the same, but we're doing the same job.
Mm.
So it is a very tricky situation that we don't know how one can actually resolve or sort it out, because I feel like moving forward, everything will just keep going up. And we cannot keep telling people, save, cut down on this, cut down on that. Where else? You're already living on a tight budget. So it's a very tricky scenario situation that how can one actually find themselves out of? And you cannot tell people, you know, downgrade. But yes, if you are living above your means, try at least to downgrade and live a bit below your means. Mm.
Let's speak about the role of debt advisors and debt counselors. Just give me an overview of what the step-by-step would be if someone listens to the show and then decides tomorrow morning, I'm going to call a debt counselor or a debt advisor to try and help me deal with my issues.
Okay, I would speak on behalf of debt counselors because I am actually one.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do need assistance with paying your debt, it has to be a registered credit providers, be it you have a home loan, you have a vehicle, you have a credit card, you have overdrafts or other small loans, you can contact us. So what we would do, we would actually calculate your monthly expenses and obligation, and then see how much you can actually save. For some, we save up to even 50% of what you were paying before, and we try to also negotiate for a reduced interest rate as well with the credit providers. And then once we have that in process, then you'd know, okay, this is how much I'm saving, this is how much you'll be paying under debt review. But bear in mind also the consequences of being under debt review. I would say the disadvantages, you will not be able to apply for any more debt whilst you're under the program. It's debt rehabilitation program, and which will assist a lot of people, because some people end up taking more debt while they're paying. How are you going to find yourself out of the debt cycle?
Mm. How do you negotiate that? You said sometimes you save people 50%. How does that process work?
The process is also, it's calculated systematically. So what we would check for secured debt would usually take 80% of how much you are paying. Mm-hmm. And for unsecured, it would be usually 50%, depending on your repayment as well as outstanding balance and the interest rate, then we would propose and negotiate. So it is a back and forth process with the creditors until we reach an agreement. But should we send a perfect proposal, which we know they'll definitely accept, we get acceptances, and then you know this is how much you'll be paying for X amount of terms until you are done.
And then when you're done, you said the consequence is that you can't get new credit. So let's say someone comes into you, you negotiate, they complete that payment. They're going to have to declare that they've been under debt review. How long does that last?
So once you're under debt review, you've completed the process, we have received paid up letters, we will go through a process called a clearance. So we'll issue you with the clearance certificate and then inform the credit bureaus to update the status that you are debt free, all the accounts that you had are paid up. And then we'll remove that flag, that status of being under debt review from your name. And then if you want to start over, for example, you have bigger goals. For example, one day you'd want to take out or have a house or a car, then you can start from scratch because you will not have any debt under your name. So we will be the ones removing you once all of your accounts have been settled in full.
All right. Just want to find out what happens to the, let's say you negotiate the 50%. What happens to the other 50% that's written off?
No, there's no debt that's written off unless there's prescribed debt or there was reckless lending, because we also do that. We do reckless lending and we check also for prescription, because we find out some people have debt that they haven't paid for a period of 3 years, no communication between them and the credit provider. Then when we do send, we find out that debt is written off, then you are lucky. Your debt, you, for that loan is written off, you don't have to pay it. Then we get proof for that as well.
There are sometimes concerns around debt counselors and undisclosed fees and agreements that people get into without realizing the finer print. Can you take me through that and your response to that?
You know, when someone applies for debt review, we are transparent. There's different departments that you would go through and different consultants that you speak to. There's also a Form 16, which is an application form that a consumer will sign. On that form, it does stipulate the fees that we'll be charging, how the process actually works. So it's very important for people to read what they are putting themselves through, because you find people that you get too excited. It's like also taking out debt. You don't still want to read the contract or the terms and condition. You're just excited because you want to get that loan. Same thing also with debt review. Okay, I'll be saving. I was paying so much. Now I'll be saving. You're just excited. It is important for people to read. It is important to people to also ask questions. Like us as debt counselors, we do engage. We do welcome call the clients. So that is your opportunity to ask and to be sure on what you want to put yourself into. Mostly I enjoy clients that actually put themselves under the program and they know how it actually works. It feels, it's actually a good feeling working with someone that knows what they've put themselves into. So we also send everything in writing, so you wouldn't say that notes was all telephonic. We also send emails, we also send the documents. We are quite transparent.
Okay, Samantha Moyana, debt counselor at National Debt Advisors. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening, talking to us about Savings Month and what to do if you find yourself in debt. That's the work she does as a debt counselor. Really appreciate you joining us on Kaya Biz this evening.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right. When we come back, we're going to be speaking to Advaita Naidu. She's the Africa MD at Jackhammer Global. If you have any questions for us on the show or you just want to say hi, remember you can WhatsApp us 063-688-0959. Tweet us at Kaya On Air using the hashtag KayaBiz.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.